So this brings us to section 3 of the course. Welcome to the section. And throughout the videos that follow, I'm going to be doing my very best to tackle head-on quite a delicate subject. Because beliefs are the foundation that people build and base their lives upon. Our beliefs have the capacity to build us up as human beings or tear us down. Now, these beliefs, they are, when I say foundations, they're more like invisible foundations, because most people that you're going to deal with as a life coach are completely unaware of the beliefs that they have, and they're completely unaware of how it is that they've come to believe the things that they do. Now, going back many, many years ago, there was an old psychologist, or pretty much the founding father of psychology, a guy called Sigmund Freud, and he brought about this iceberg theory. He introduced this iceberg theory to the world, where he suggested that, you know, above the surface, you know, people act and conduct themselves in certain ways and present this facade to the world. But generally, what's going on beneath the surface can be this huge mass of unruly ruggedness, sharpness, anger, rage, fear, anxiety, guilt, shame. And it's all the beliefs that we have that we use to build us up and progress ourselves in life, or we use to beat ourselves up constantly, that form the reasons why we don't do the things that we fundamentally want to do. What I'm saying here is that beliefs will pose and come at the greatest threat coming your way when it comes to helping people break through and progress in life. Because the beliefs that we have and the beliefs that we've developed are the best conclusions that we've been able to come up with about who it is that we are, how the world is, and these very beliefs are based upon so many different factors. Our beliefs are based upon, or partially determined by, the quality of the parental upbringing that we've had. For example, if someone that you go on to work with hasn't had a particularly healthy parental upbringing, i.e., you know, dad was completely unavailable, mom was perhaps abusive or something like that, then the beliefs that a child can go on to tell itself are like, you know, I'm not good enough, mommy doesn't love me, daddy's angry at me, he's not interested in me, which can therefore only mean that who I am isn't good enough. What I'm saying here is that most of the beliefs that we build and base our lives on are very, very limited by nature. Because what I would just like to spend a few moments discussing here, right at the start of the section, is the difference between these five phenomena that you're going to be faced with every single day for the rest of your life. In fact, these very five phenomena you are faced with and have been faced with every day throughout your life up until now. Now, it's important to understand that most people aren't educated in self-awareness. Whilst we go to school, we go to college and higher education to learn skills and to grow in information, information isn't understanding. And this is primarily what I'm looking to help you develop throughout this course. Not just grow in information, which is why many academics will have already turned me off by now. They'll check out the negative reviews of the course. They're the ones who aren't interested in understanding. They just want information, head knowledge. But what we're talking about here is understanding the human psyche from the inside out. Because it's only if you reach this place where you're able to do so that you're going to be able to discern other people wisely and help them break through the limiting beliefs that, unbeknown to them, are actually holding them back in life. And what's true for them is true for you and true for me. You see, many people will say that they believe certain things. For example, I could go completely controversial here on you, shall I, Shanta? Course I shall. Let's talk about God. Right? Now, I said that word in that really controversial video in the last section where I swore a few times, and I said God twice at the very, very end. Why do you think I've done this? Because God is perhaps one of the most controversial subjects in the world today. Some people believe in God, some people don't believe in God, and some people will define themselves by the belief that they have in God. So those that believe in God will call themselves perhaps Christians, or they might call themselves Muslims, or Catholics, or Protestants, or Hindus, or whatever. Others who don't believe in this God that doesn't exist will call themselves atheists. So they firmly build and base their lives upon the belief that they don't have in a God that doesn't exist. Now, I'm not making a mockery of anyone here, but what I'm saying is that beliefs are the best conclusions that we have come to in life. Some beliefs serve us and some beliefs don't. Some things that people claim to believe are absolutely useless and are actually nothing more than mere opinions or just thoughts, right? Our beliefs aren't well considered. For all intents and purposes, our beliefs are what we fundamentally know as truth. But the problem with beliefs is they can't always be truth. You see, for example, I could believe that the world is going to end in 6 months from now. Now, every couple of years, the world is presented these days with some sort of online Facebook or internet phenomenon where the latest cult or the latest extreme group say that due to some sort of prophecy going back so many years by some yogi or some guru who lived up a mountain, he said that when these two stars cross each other's path at a certain point in space and time, then that's an indication that the world's going to end in 6 months. Now, this does happen every now and again, and some people say, yeah, I believe that's going to be true, I believe that the world's going to end. And then, historically, as that date comes and goes and the world hasn't ended, what has happened to that person's beliefs? The beliefs have just vanished into thin air, never to be discussed or talked about again. What I'm saying here is that not all beliefs are actually beliefs. Some people think that the things that they believe are beliefs, but they're not. They're just nice ideas or opinions or feelings. And bear in mind, some people will claim to believe certain things, not because they genuinely do, but just because they want to be accepted and part of a wider group or a community. Now, I could go a little bit controversial here on you. I could go deeper and talk about religion. All right. Now, I come from more of a military background, whereas my wife, Karen, comes from a Church of Scotland, quite a rigid Church of Scotland upbringing and a background. So I actually spent some time studying religion and Christianity and looking into this whole idea of God. For the primary reason of understanding my wife's beliefs, because I wanted to understand her. All right. Now, I had never considered the whole God thing, but she'd committed her whole life to this whole God thing. In fact, she'd go to church every week, and she even worked in a church when I first originally met her. And I guess if I wanted to understand her, it was important that I came to understand her beliefs. Not in view of conflicting against them or putting up a good debate, because this is something that many people do. They're just, let's debate. I have my beliefs and you have your beliefs, so let's debate and see who wins. You know, if two people in a context of a relationship want to understand each other, then it's actually about working hard to understand why two people have come to believe what it is that they believe. Because no one sets out in life to believe a pack of lies. But yet some people do go on to believe a pack of lies. For example, for most of my teens and my 20s, I believed that I was worthless, that I was useless. I'd spent most of my teens and my 20s doing my best to prove myself to people. And this expressed itself through my commitment to joining the British Army. Because I believed I was fundamentally useless and worthless, I really wanted to do something significant with my life, and I saw joining the army as a means by which to do something significant. Now, many people would say that, you know, I believe that joining the army is a good thing to do, you know, serving Queen and country, I believe that that's right. And back then, I would have said that too, just in order to fit in. But my reasons, the truth of why I joined the army was just to be part of something that I believed to be significant. Because if I was to join this significant group of people who were doing something significant, then the significance would hopefully rub off on me. So joining the army for me, well, my motives were completely selfish. They weren't for serving Queen and country. We're going to be totally honest here. I don't care about the Queen, don't care about the country. And most people don't. They'll say they do, but they actually genuinely don't. Because who is the one person at the core and centre of our universe? That's right, it's us. Now, we might have some opinions or some feelings or some thoughts or some beliefs about this, but if you think about it, this is true for all of us. It's true for me, it's true for you. Whether we choose to accept this truth or not, we're all innately selfish. All right, this is what we're dealing with. The beliefs, the feelings, the opinions, and the thoughts that people will throw your way are generally always just going to be to disguise their core fundamental truths, the truths of their motives and why they're doing the things that they're doing in life. If I was to go back to my wife, Karen, you know, when I met her in church, now incidentally, when I met her in church, I was going through this funny stage of life at the time. It was actually 12 months after the death of my previous girlfriend, and I'll share this story with you later on in the course. Now I was lost, I was hurt, I was heartbroken, I was looking for answers, and I guess I wanted to check out this whole church God thing, to understand for myself whether there was anything in it. Now, whilst I didn't find any value in the religious conformity, I did find something of immense value in the God concept. Now I could share with you my God beliefs, but that's irrelevant in this course because my beliefs are mine, your beliefs are yours. But what I did come to understand was my wife better through the whole experience also, and what I did grow to quickly recognise was that although she claimed to believe in this God idea, what she was more motivated and driven by was just being part of the community, because they all claimed to believe the same thing, which meant that she had something in common with this larger group of people, which gave her on one level this false sense of security. So, bit of an abstract video. This is just an introduction to the course, but all I really want to leave you with here is just this idea that beliefs, 9 times out of 10, cause people more confusion in life than what they're actually worth. Because just because we believe some things to be true doesn't mean that they are. There are some people right now who are going to have developed some beliefs about me. All right, but here's the thing, when it comes to living our lives, I'm the expert in my life because I'm the only person that's walked a lifetime in my shoes, therefore I know what it means to be me. And in the same way for you, you're the expert of your life. You're the only person in the world who's walked a lifetime in your shoes and you know what it means to be you. And for those that you go on to coach, well, they are the experts of their lives. They have walked a lifetime in their shoes and them alone know what it is to be them. What I have come to recognise over the years is when it comes to life coaching and counselling and therapy and all these sorts of helping professions, some people like to set themselves up as gurus, as if they're the ones that have all the answers to life. But here's the thing, you cannot be the expert of anyone else's life other than your own. Unless you understand yourself from the inside out, what's true for you in the context of why you do the things that you do, your motives. And this is a huge topic that we're going to be looking at in the next section. And this is solely for you, by the way, if you have better understanding yourself before starting looking to understand other people. Once you understand yourself from the inside out, it's then and only then you're going to be able to see clear enough to make wiser and clearer decisions, interpretations, assessments, evaluations about where other people are. But just to be clear, you're never going to be the expert of anyone else's life other than your own. So unless you are able to identify clearly and separate these 5 phenomena, beliefs from thoughts, from opinions, from feelings and truth, then your judgment's always going to be clouded. I spent a few years studying various philosophical thinkers, and one of my favourites was a guy called Plato. Plato, who was around the same sort of time as Socrates, Descartes, there or thereabouts, within the same millennium anyway, give or take a few years. And Plato made this fascinating suggestion about opinions. Now, if you want to check out some opinions, go and check out the opinions and the reviews in this course. Go and check out Rotten Tomatoes. Go and read some reviews that some film critics have made of the latest movies. You're going to find that no two opinions are alike. All right. I think about last year when the movie Suicide Squad came out, DC Comics. Now, I personally loved it because I love comic book hero movies, that sort of thing. Brings out the child in me, what can I say? But Rotten Tomatoes gave it, I think it was a 19% score, and it said it was a really bad movie, but I thought it was great. What I'm saying is here is all experience in life is subjective. We all have different preferences, and where one person's opinion is going to be brilliant, someone else's opinion is going to be not brilliant. And our opinions are always going to be determined by the feelings that we have. They're always going to be stemming from the thoughts that we think and the beliefs that are fundamentally underpinning all of this. So why do I tell you all this? This is quite a long-winded video. Where's it all going, I hear you ask? Well, thanks for asking. Please allow me to explain. What I'm saying here is that the strongest foundation that we can build and base our lives upon is not beliefs or thoughts or feelings or opinions. These things will change over time. They are inconsistent. But the truth is a constant. For example, if I was to share with you who I am in that last video, I asked you who you are, right? I know who I am. We're going to unpack this throughout the section, not just who I am, but who you are too. And it's the truth of who we are that gives us a firm foundation to build and base the rest of our lives upon. When people aren't secure in their core identity, the truth of who they are, they're never going to be clear on why they do the things that they do, what they should be doing with their life and what they shouldn't be doing with their life. They're going to end up living their life blown around like a leaf in the wind, bouncing off the beliefs that they have, the beliefs other people have, the thoughts that pop into their minds, the feelings that come and go, and the fleeting opinions based upon their subjective worldviews. Truth. I'm going to urge you, as a potential life coach, to at all times and in all situations, become a student of truth. Because people are going to come to you for life coaching to help them overcome and solve their problems. And here's the thing, you're not ever going to be their guru or their expert, but you can be interested in understanding them. Where if you become an expert at being able to discern and navigate your way through the complex web of beliefs, feelings, opinions, and truths, you can establish what is true, the truth about what people believe, the truth about what people want, and the truth about why people do the things that they do. Because if you become able and willing to pursue people's truth, then you will grow to better understand people. You'll grow to better win people's trust, win their hearts, and once you've won people's hearts, they will freely give you their minds. Once people have freely given your minds, they're going to become far more open to suggestion, teaching, input, and coaching, but only once and only when you've managed to break through all of this irrelevant stuff. Now, when I say it's irrelevant, it's not irrelevant for most people, because for most people, this stuff here is the foundation that they build their lives on. So understanding this means that you now know what it is that you want to be working towards, establishing a foundation of truth, because it's the truth that sets people free in life. Free from what, can I hear you ask? Great question, and here's the answer. Free from the limiting beliefs that have held them back from years. Free from the inconsistent thoughts that pop in and out of their minds. Free from the feelings that one day lift them up and the next day tear them down. And free from the subjective and irrelevant opinions that are based upon nothing more than subjective preference. The truth is the strongest foundation that we can build in the context of our lives. And truth is the strongest foundation that we can empower other people to build in the context of theirs. And it's this very truth that we are going to look to establish throughout the rest of this section. If you're intrigued, look forward to seeing you in the next video.